Married at First Sight. Chapter 3079. Catherine said, "Sonny, come, let me give you a hug. I bought you some fun toys, new clothes, and a gold bracelet." Liberty said to Catherine, "Sonny has so many toys that he can't even put them down, and you still buy them for him. He also has a lot of clothes, and he can't even wear them all. He can't wear them all at once. Children grow up quickly and soon outgrow them." Catherine joked, "No matter how many toys Sonny has, as his first aunt, I always have to give something to Sonny. He has too many clothes to wear. If they don't fit before he starts wearing them, you and Mr. Lewis should get married as soon as possible and have a second child, so that the second child can wear them. It is said that one child is new, two children are old, and three children and four children are used to patch up worn sleeves. Sonny's clothes are still new. It's okay to wear them for your second baby." Liberty's face suddenly turned red. Duncan grinned. He also wanted to have a baby with Liberty. Of course, if Liberty is willing and if she doesn't want to have a second child, he won't force her. He treated Sonny as his biological son. Since he was raised at such a young age, his relationship has always been good, and Sonny would not be raised crookedly. "Mr. Lewis, these are the meeting gifts for you." Catherine motioned to Mr. Fraser to give him Duncan's meeting gift. Duncan smiled and said, "I am such a big man, I also have a meeting gift." Catherine smiled and said, "No matter how big you are still a junior in front of me. I am an elder, so it is appropriate to give juniors a greeting gift. I don't know what you like, so Mr. Fraser has prepared good cigarettes, good wine, and some nutrients. I hope your foot injury will heal soon and you can marry Liberty. I'm still waiting to drink your wedding wine." Liberty said to her, "Duncan and I are not in a hurry, but you are in your mid-twenties, and it's time to find a boyfriend. Do you want us to help you introduce some high-quality men to you?" Catherine waved her hands repeatedly, begging to be let go. She said, "Liberty, it's not like you don't know my situation. I can't marry, I can only marry a husband. Excellent men are rarely willing to be sons-in-law. Those who are willing to be a son-in-law are either not good or it's with an intention. Considering my usual level of busyness, it is difficult for me to contemplate engaging in a fight with the individual seated next to me. So, I don't want to marry a husband. I don't want to meet a high-quality man. Should I fall in love with him and he declines our marriage proposal, I am concerned that I may be inviting trouble. I'd better do what you said. It's best. It won't prevent him from getting married and having children. He doesn't have to be responsible for raising my children. He can just pretend that nothing happened. She was just borrowing a seed." Liberty was speechless. "I've ordered the food and asked the waiter to serve it. Let's chat while we eat." Liberty changed the topic. Since Sonny was present, they couldn't talk too deeply. Sonny didn't understand love, but he could listen and move. It would be too embarrassing if he took the content of their chat outside. "When will Mr. Lewis and Sonny return?" Catherine asked. She reached out and touched Sonny's head again, saying, "Sonny, you're getting more and more handsome. You look a lot like your mother." Sonny said confidently, "I am a handsome boy." Catherine laughed loudly. "That's right, Our Sonny is just a handsome boy. He is getting more and more handsome. When he grows up, he will definitely seduce a truckload of women. I'll go back in the evening. Chapter 3080. Liberty got some food for her son and also for Duncan. The way Duncan looked at her was affectionate. Mr. Fraser, who was next to Duncan, was not affected and calmly used serving chopsticks to pick up some food for Catherine. Liberty noticed Mr. Fraser's consideration for Catherine. When he was picking up fish for Catherine, he would carefully pick out the bones and then put the fish meat into Catherine's bowl. When eating meat with bones, he would remove the bones first and then put the meat in Catherine's bowl. If she wanted to eat some seafood or something, he would help Catherine process it before giving it to her. Catherine was busy talking to Liberty and Sonny, so she didn't notice any of this. She only knew that her favorite dishes were always in her bowl, and they were very convenient to eat. She didn't have to spit out the bones or pick out the fish bones, she just had to eat them. She finished the soup, and soon another half bowl of soup was added to the soup bowl. Liberty, who has been through this before, saw Mr. Fraser's affection for Catherine just like Matriarch Farrell. Catherine might not realize that Mr. Fraser was her all-round assistant. She might think that it was natural for Mr. Fraser to take care of her in this way because the all-round assistant also includes taking care of her in daily life. After the meal, Duncan and Mr. Fraser were chatting. Liberty took Sonny and Catherine to sit aside, also chatting about women's topics. Sonny played with the new toy Catherine gave him. Liberty put her arms around Catherine's shoulders, and they looked very affectionate. She whispered in Catherine's ear, "Catherine, you don't want to marry a husband, you just want to have a daughter. Here's a good tip for you. Catherine, tell me the story. You think your daughter is smart, right? You are a very smart and capable person. Mr. Fraser is even more so than you. If you really want to borrow seeds, you can borrow them from Mr. Fraser a few times and keep the daughter you two have given birth to. You are extremely smart, you will have successors." Catherine's eyes flashed sharply. Last night, Matriarch Farrell told her that Mr. Fraser had feelings for her and asked her what she thought of Mr. Fraser. Today she had dinner with Liberty, who also brought her and Mr. Fraser together. However, Liberty's words also made sense. Mr. Fraser was a very powerful person. She needed Mr. Fraser's help to do many things properly. Ask Mr. Fraser about the people and things she wanted to know, and he would definitely know. If he didn't know, he would immediately investigate and give her the answer in the shortest possible time. Mr. Fraser's genes were very good. If she has a daughter with him, she will be a great one. Catherine smiled. Liberty, strictly speaking, we are enemies. You suggest that I give birth to a powerful daughter. Do you want to stop fighting with me? Or are you and Mr. Lewis also planning to have a daughter? We can't tell the difference, so why don't we let our daughters tell the difference? Liberty let go of her hand around her shoulders and said in a funny voice, "We are going to compete, there is no need for our daughter. Duncan and I are not married yet, so we are not considering having children for the time being. Even if I give birth to a child, who can guarantee that I will definitely have a daughter? What if it's a son again?" The Lewis family's genes for giving birth to sons were also quite strong. Although it was not a monk temple like the York family, Duncan had very few nieces and nephews. He had 7 nephews and 2 nieces, and the ratio of men to women was too obvious. Mrs. Lewis herself gave birth to 4 great kings, but no daughter. My mother asked me to suppress your business. You have to be prepared. I will be merciless when I take action. I will always test whether you are worthy of being my opponent. Catherine said it suddenly. Liberty smiled and said, "You can come here, but I still need some practical experience. In Wiltspoon, my business is too smooth, and I don't have much sense of accomplishment.